Good morning. Today's daf in Nazir Yud Zayin. We are starting today on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Sorry, let's do that again. We're starting on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to continue its discussion from yesterday. Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Mishnah yesterday on Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us that if a person becomes a Nazir in a basic kvaros, first of all, terribly inadvisable. Right? There's a much more opportune moment to become a Nazir, and that's of course why you're Tamei. So, in fact, becoming Tamei upsets your Naziris. It knocks out your Naziris. You have to now become Tar. You have to bring Karbanos, and you gotta restart. So what happens if you start your Naziris Betama? So, it's fair to say, to sound cliche, that you start off on the wrong foot. That goes without saying. So, the only thing the Mishnah described yesterday is that if, in fact, you started your Naziris Betama, right, you're in a basic first. Basic first, by the way, is just a dramatic way to describe it. Meaning you don't have to be basic faros. I mean, you can just simply be Tamei Meis, and you decide, you know what? Now, today's my first day of becoming a Nazir, right? Mazel tov, right? Okay, fine. But the basic faros is just a great way to dramatize and to highlight, like, not now. In other words, don't start it now. But what if you do? So the Mishnah didn't give us a really clear picture of what happens. All the Mishnah says, if I could just remind everybody, we're going to be saying this Mishnah a couple of times this morning, Mish Nazir v'hu be'vesek faros, afilo hayasham lamayom, Eino ola lo min aminyan. Number one, the Mishnah tells us is that you can't count that towards your Naziris. And further, Eino mevi karban tuma, and you don't bring karban tuma. And that means to say, as we learned already numerous times, is that if in fact you're a Nazir and you become tummy during your Naziris, so new, you have to first become Tahor, and then you have to bring karban tuma. Karban tuma, series of three karbanas, Chatas ola and an Asham. And then, and only then, do you restart counting your Naziris. Okay. I haven't said anything yet, but go ahead. I tell you what, great question. Let's work on the issue at hand, and then afterwards, for sure, come back to me, and I'll discuss. So the any maybe carbon tumma. So you do not bring a carbon tumma. So the only two pieces of information that we get from our Mishnah is that you don't count those days and you don't bring carbon tumma. That's all we get from the Mishnah. But really what becomes a more fundamental question, which we started discussing yesterday, is are you even a Nazir? Did your Nazirus even start yet? Okay. So that, as we learned in yesterday's daf, is a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So according to Rav Yochanan, your Nazirus started. Okay. Even though, of course, you can't count a single day towards your Nazirus, but your Nazirus started. And that means that according to Rav Yochanan, if at this point in time now, let's say you decide, hey, I'm going to start drinking wine, so that's ill-advised, it's more than ill-advised, it's usher, you can't drink wine. In fact, the Brisa, which we saw yesterday, which is fully supportive of Rav Yochanan, the Brisa says that if you drink wine at this point in time, you're subject to Malkus, because your Nazir started. Masha Enkin, according to Reish Lakish, no. In other words, if you become a Nazir while Bevesa Kvaros, your Nazir doesn't even start yet. Didn't start yet. And so what you're going to have to do is that you're going to become Tahor, and after you become Tahor, you're going to jumpstart your Naziris, because it didn't really even start yet. Good. That's the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as presented in yesterday's daf. Okay, coming up later in today's daf is what we're going to present a second version of the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but that's coming up later. In the meantime, however, so a really fundamental Machlokas between the Amoraim, that when you become a Nazir and you're in a state of Tumah, at the inception, at the origination of your Nazirus. So are you a Nazir, yes or no? So right now, it's a Machlokas Amoraim. And what the Gemara does, as it traditionally does, is goes over Mishnayos and Braisos as to whether or not which position is more supportable. And so, Vayter, we're continuing. We're on Yuzayin Amud Aleph and Eisve. So one more time, Rav Yochanan now is going to be challenging Reish Lakish. So Eisve, Ein Bein Tamish Nazir LeNazir Tar Shenitma. Ela Nazir, Ela Tamei Shenazar, Shvi Shela Olalo Min Haminyan, V'Nazir Tar Shenitma, In Shvi Olalo Min Haminyan. Okay, so let's wrap our heads around this Brisa. Okay, the Brisa says the following. You're jump-starting your Naziris, meaning you were a Nazir, and now you became Tamei. And so what happened? So before we get involved in this Brisa, so let's first and foremost describe it the way the Torah describes it. Meaning, let's just get more familiar with the Pesukim. I told you, just as a prerequisite to going through the Masechta, so we have to know the Pesukim well. Right? Speaking to me. So anyway, so the Pesukim describe as follows. That if a person becomes Tamei, V'chiyamus meis alav befesel pisam v'timei rosh nizro v'gilach rosh b'yam taraso v'yam ashi yigalchenu. Okay, so, number one on day 7. In other words, again, you were a nazir. You became tamei. So you need now 7 days of tahara. In general, you need 7 days of tahara. The tahara process from tumas meis is a 7-day tahara process where you're going to be sprinkled on days 3 and 7, and on day 7 after hazah, you're going to tovel in the mikvah. After toveling in the mikvah, then what do you have? You have Harif Shemesh. And then post Harif Shemesh, you're Tahor. Okay, good. But then the Torah goes on to describe that here, by the Nazir, a couple more points, a couple more features that we don't normally have by regular Tahara from Tumas Meis. So number one, as I just described, that on the 7th day, B'yom Tahara So B'yom HaShvi, Yigal Chenu. So you shave all your hair on day 7. Okay. U'v'yom HaShvi, U'v'yom HaShemini, Yavi Shtei Sarim Moshnei V'nei Yona, Elakona Pasach Ol HaMoed. Now you bring your karbanos. I mentioned this already a number of times. Don't confuse the 3 karbanos that are brought at the successful conclusion of Nazirus versus what we're describing now, the 3 karbanos that you bring at the end of your tumma. So, V'asa Kohen Echa L'chatos V'echa L'olah V'chiper Alav Me'asher Chatal HaNafesh V'kidash Es Rosho B'yamahu. So now what's going to happen is that you bring your karbanos. It's going to be a pair of birds and an asham. Right, the birds are going to be chatos ola, as a pair of birds are always chatos ola, meaning, I say always, meaning when it's not voluntary. So it's going to be chatos ola, and the animal is going to be an asham. Okay. V'hizir l'asham es yamei nizro, v'hevi keves ben shenaso l'asham, v'yamim arishinim yiplu ki tamei nizro. Okay, and then the Torah goes on to describe. Good. And now what you're going to do is you're going to recommit yourself to becoming a nazir. All those days that you counted previously, lost. And you have to start counting anew. Okay, now, in the simple description over here, as the Torah provides for us, is that if you interrupt your Nazirus with Tumas Meis, so you become Tar and you count again. When do you start counting again? The Psukim could not be any clearer. What day do you start counting again? Day 8. Day 8, you start counting again. On day 7, you become Tahor, but you haven't brought your Karbanos yet. Therefore, on day 8, you start counting again. That's the Psukim in the Torah. What we just learned together in the Braisa is that most of the time that's true, but not all the time. What? When is that? When are we not going to be following the sequence of the Psukim? When is that going to happen? The Braisa just taught us. I read it, but now we're going to understand it. The Braisa just taught us. If your Nazir started Bitama, right? At the moment you become a Nazir, you already were Tame. Again, an ill-advised time to become a Nazir. But you were tummy already at the beginning. So now what? So now we know that you have to go through the 7-day tahara process. We also know there are no karbanos that are going to be brought on day 8. That's what our Mishnah taught us yesterday's daf. The Mishnah taught us that for a nazir bituma, so there's no karbanos. Karbanos is only when you started your nazir's bitahara, then interrupted with tuma, and now you have to restart. Then you have to bring karbanos. But over here, a nazir b'tuma does not bring karbanos, since a nazir b'tuma doesn't bring karbanos. So now, when does he start counting his nazirus? Day 7. Tosos is bothered by your very question. So Tosos over here points out, all right, David just pointed out, let me just include everyone. David just pointed out that now you're starting, you're counting your nazir on day 7, you are finishing up your tahara process, but you're not done yet. So after you tovel in the mikvah, you still need Harif Shemesh. Tosos writes, Tosos, if you want to follow me inside, third Tosos on the Amud, V'nazir Toshin Imrayin Shvi Ola Lamin Aminyan, Laminyan Nazir Staraso. V'tzarech Lavichat Asofe Ola Asofe Hashem Hashmini. Is that the one I wanted to read? Yeah. No, I wanted to read the second Tosos. I'm sorry, let's go back. Go back one more one tosis earlier. Right? Ain be nazir tamei shenadar ba'odo tamei lenazir tarshenitma ela de nazir tamei shviya ola lomen aminyan. Keshehiza gimel v'shana b'zayin v'tavol yom zayim. So we're just now going through the regular sequence of tahara of someone who's tamei, and that is hazaya on days 3 and 7, tvila on that day 7, leminyan nazir is tahara. Lefisha ain't zerch lavi karban beches al tamaso miyakish hezav shana v'taval roy lachol alav nizir salter. And so what the Braisa just taught is Tosus just telling us simple pshat in the Braisa. What the Braisa just taught us is that on day 7 you now could start counting. And unehi David, this is exactly your point. Unehida by Herev Shemesh ve'ech yachol alav nezirus. But wait 1 second, you're not tahor yet. In other words, you're almost there, but you're not there yet. You still need Herev Shemesh. Yeshlamar ditvul yom kalisha tum asa v'lo ma'akiv malachol nezirus alav. So the diminishment of tumah. So in other words, obviously every step along the way, you become slightly more tahor. Okay? Incremental tahara. And so as you're sprinkling with every step, you become closer to becoming tahor. And what Tosfos over here advances, meaning the Braisa says it. So there really is no way to equivocate. It's just a question of how to explain it. So Tosfos says that as you're moving and progressing closer and closer to becoming tahor, so once you are on day 7, have already undergone the second hazayah, and you also told from the mikvah, whatever remaining tumah is left is so weak that, you know what, you can start counting your nazirs. That's how Tosfos says it. That's how he explains it. Good. Adkan. That takes us now to the Braisa and the point of the Braisa. And now the Gemara is Midayek. Isaka datcha lo chayle amai ololom in a minyan. What a fantastic point. In other words, now, according to you, Reish Lakish, you remember what you argued? You argue that if you become a Nazir Beveis HaKfaros, you're not a Nazir. You're not a Nazir. So now, how can we even have now the discussion of when to start your Nazirs? Meaning, according to you, Reish Lakish, you're not yet a Nazir. Okay. Huh? Okay, good. So Tosfos also, good. Unbelievable. So Tosfos is also bothered by your question as well. And that is, in defense of Reish Lakish, why don't you just simply say that he was Mekabel? It was Mekabel on day 7, he was, right? Versus maybe he was Mekabel on day 8. So Tosfos is bothered by that as well. So and Tosfos says that for various reasons, the Gemara did not want to give that answer. In fact, you want to see now, the Tosfos, I have in the bold, Isak adachal ochayla amayel olam in a minyan, kevin delohadu kabal alav nezirus v'im tomer. Phil, this is your question. V'im tomer v'lishne dehadu v'kibal kedushan leel b'yotze v'nechnas. Right, so why don't we just simply say that he was mekabel? So v'yeshlam adim kein havalele asu yezer by la mahadav v'lindor v'zelo by la mahadav v'lindor. In other words, Tosu says that would be such a critical point that it would really be a failure on the part of the Braisa that the Braisa didn't write that. Okay, good. Adkan, yes. Okay, Adkan. What we have just presented now is, and we just finished up, is the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, you're a Nazir B'tumah. You decide that you're going to become a Nazir, and it happens to be that currently right now you're in the cemetery. Or you recently visited the cemetery, either way. So you're Tamei Meis, and you want to start your Nazirus. Good idea? No. Are you a Nazir? So right now, in the Lishna Kama that we just finished, machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says you are, in fact, a Nazir. You can't start counting as of yet. And Masha Enkin, according to Reish Lakish, you're not a Nazir. And you won't be a Nazir until you go through your Tahara process, and then you're Mekabel Nazirs. Good. That is right now Lishna Kama as presented. We started yesterday. We just concluded. Now Lishna Basra. Here comes another version of the Machlokas. Amar Marber Rav Ashi Mechel Kuleyama Lo Pligi Dechayle. So according to Marber Rav Ashi, no. The Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not whether or not there's a Chalos. Everybody agrees there's chalos. You become a nazir beveis hakfaros. You are, in fact, a nazir. Your status now is nazir. So, alaki pligi lemilke. The only question becomes whether or not you're going to be subject to malchus. Rav Yochanan, sever kevin dechayle. So, lucky. So, according to Rav Yochanan, since there's a chalos, so now what? So now there's malchus. Meaning that if I violate, and presumably we're describing any one of the three Isurim for a Nazir. So even though you haven't started counting, but again, your status has now changed. You're officially a Nazir. And therefore, any violation would be a Malkus. And even for Tumah. Now, by the way, that as we already pointed out yesterday, it's difficult to fully wrap our heads around it. Meaning you're currently Tamei. But if you go back to the basic varos, and there's Asra'ah, so now you're going to be subject to Malkus, even though you're already Tamei. Fine. And Reish Lakish Tavar, Lo Lake, V'chayle. And Reish Lakish's position here in this Lishan Basra is that your status is that you are, in fact, you're Nazir, but you're not eligible for Malkus yet. You're not subject to Malkus. So, and this Reish Lakish position now is definitely a trickier position for me to try to articulate. Meaning here we now have, according to Reish Lakish in this Lishna Basra, I agree with Rav Yochanan that he's a Nazir. Just right now, Malkus is off the table. Okay. And you have to try to explain why. Meaning why is Malkus off the table? Meaning if in fact you're a Nazir, so Lichora, all the Yisurim of Nazir should be binding. Okay. So not only in Svara is it a hard position to try to articulate, but just in terms of Mishnayos and Braisos, as the Gemara is going to tell us, it's a hard position to articulate. So now what we're going to do, it's going to be a great review from yesterday. We're going to go through Mishnayos and Braisos that are going to now seem to support one position over the other, and I can tell you right now, Rav Yochanan's position is going to be easier to support from the Mishnayos and the Braisos. So Eisvei, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Mishnazar, So the first thing that we did is we quote our Mishnah. Okay, good. And now the Gemara is Medayik. Karben Tumah Udala Maisei. So what does our Mishnah tell us that he doesn't bring Karben Tumah? So, but Ha Milke Laki Aleha. But in other words, the Mishnah is only highlighting his very few limitations. Outside of these limitations, he's a Nazir. He's a Nazir Gamur. And a critical reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate also eligible for Malkus as well. So the Gemara says, no. Bidinu de la lisne, ein aloka. No, the truth of the matter is that really the Mishnah should have said ein aloka, meaning in defense of Reish Lakish. So, elam, shim de kabai, la misne besefa, yatsa, venichnas, ola lom in a minyan, umevi karmen tuma. So, tana reisha, ein umevi karmen, umevi karmen tuma. The only reason why the Mishnah is focusing on the points that it focuses on is only because on the contrast. Meaning, we know, the Mishnah knows that if he's a Yosef and Nechnas, so, and again, Yosef and Nechnas we described yesterday, doesn't mean he stepped out of the cemetery, stepped back in. Because that in of itself did nothing. Stepped out of the cemetery, for a week, and becomes Tahor. And then afterwards he comes back in, right, after his Tahara. So that's Yosef and Nechnas. So a Yosef and Nechnas now is going to be bringing Karben Tumah, and, was in fact able to start counting. Of course those days are going to fall. Anyway, that's the only reason why the Mishnah focused on these points, only because they wanted to contrast and compare. But en achinami, if it wasn't for that, the Mishnah would have taught us also, ein aloka. Okay, again, in defense of Reish Lakish. Tashma, let's do this again. Again, a braisa that we already saw, but we get to chazer. Ein bein tamish enazer, le nazir tar shenitma, le she tamish enazer shvi shela olalo min aminyan, and nazir tar shenitma, ein ashiya olalo min aminyan. Good. So the braisa that we already saw at the beginning of today's daf, but we get to review, and that is that when you are tamei and you go through the tahor process, when do you get to start recounting your nazirus? So again, if you were a nazir tahor who then became tamei and now is rebooting, so now you're going to be starting counting on day 8. Why? Because day 8 you bring your karbanos. On the other hand, if you're a nazir tamei where there are no karban tama, so when do you get to start counting your nazirus? On day 7. Good. A point that we made at the beginning of the daf today, but again, we're in version number 2, so we get to see the brights again, and then the Gemara makes a diuk again. Ha lamaka zevazeh is shavin. So over here, the brights is telling us the only differences, which means that where are they similar? In every other halacha, including Malkus, meaning they're both subject and eligible to Malkus. Letiglach zevazeh shavin. So maybe no. Maybe what the Braisa means to indicate is not that they're the same regarding Malkus, maybe it just simply means they're the same regarding Teglachas, that they're both going to have to shave their head on day 7. So the Gemara says, Aval inyan Malkus mai, ze elokev ze no loke, lisnaya. So the Gemara says, okay, but if you're right, and the only way the only time they're similar is only by Teglachas, and by Malkus they're not the same, so wait a second. The Braisa's contrasting. Here are the differences between a Nazir who started Bituma versus a Nazir who was Tahor and then becomes Tameh. So if that's what the purpose of the Braisa is to indicate where they're different, and you want to argue that they're different Lagabe Malkus, hey, I got a great idea. Why doesn't the Braisa say it? So the Gemara says, Bitakanta Kamare, Bikukusa Lo Kamare. So the Gemara says, no, because the Braisa are talking about the differences vis-a-vis how do they successfully reboot, meaning takana. The Bryce is interested right now in just highlighting when they want to successfully restart the Nazirus, how are they going to be different? It's true there's a difference, the Gabe Malkus. But that's not the point of the Braisa. The point of the Braisa is, how do we successfully reboot? And where they're the same and where they're different. Okay. Tashma. Misha yatamei v'nazir. Asa lagalech v'lishos yayin v'im gilech v'shos yayin v'nitma l'mesim hareza sofek esar b'ayim t'yufta. Okay, and finally then the Gemara takes out the, you know, the big gun, the bazooka. It takes out the Braisa, where the Braisa says it beferish, meaning there really is no way around this Braisa. The Braisa describes that if I have a Nazir, who was a Nazir Betuma, started in Nazirus while Tamei, so the Braisa says, Bife Malay, that such an individual cannot be in violation of any of the Isuri Nazirus, and if they're in violation of any of the Isuri Nazirus, they're subject to Malkus. Okay. Okay, good. And by the way, right? Sometimes we wonder why does it, if we had this brisa, bring the brisa at the beginning, right? Why do we go through a Mishnah? Why do we go through another brisa? But the answer is that the base measure is a laboratory. So in the laboratory, they love testing. So in other words, what could we deduce from the Mishnah? What could we deduce from the brisa? So right, the process is just as important as a conclusion, if not more important, or whatever. They're both important. Okay. Adkan. All right. So it takes us really to the first sugya of today's daf. Again, it's a machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but 2.0. In yesterday's daf, if you were a Nazir Betoma, so now we had a machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether or not there's even a chalos Nazirus. Rav Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no. Not even a chalos, according to Reish Lakish version 1.0. And then today's daf, version 2.0. In version 2.0, they both agree there's a chalos, and now it's just a question of malchus. Rav Yochanan says there is malchus, Reish Lakish says there's not. And then, sof ha-davar, when we got to the end of the sugya, what happened? You know, what happened is that Rav Yochanan's position seems to be the most defensible position. Okay. By Rav Nazir v'hu beveza kvar as mahu. Okay. By shihia la-malchus olo. Okay, Shehi Lamalkus. Okay, so does there need to be a certain amount of time in which you're in the basic forest, which makes you now eligible for Malkus? To explain this a little bit better, so let's go now to a Tame in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, different Isser, but same basic idea. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're Tame, so going into the Beis HaMikdash while being Tame, that's an Isser. It's a very serious Isser. Tuma B'Mikdash, subject to Kares, it's a serious Isser. But let's say you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you become Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. And now, so of course, the best practice, of course, is to make a beeline right out of the Beis HaMikdash while you're in a state of Tuma. Okay, you elect not to make a beeline. You're going to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so you're violating an Isser in the Torah, a Lav in the Torah, and now there is something called Shehiya. If you stay there intentionally, Kidei Yishtachavaya, the amount of time that it takes to bow, whatever that interval is, so then you're going to be subject to Malkus. So now we know that there's a shear of Shehiya when it comes to a Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that going to be the same shear for a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros? Okay? Obviously it's not the same, but it's a, can we take the shear that we know there and apply it over here? So that's the question of Rava. So Nazir v'u beBeis HaKvaros ma'u by Shehiya l'Malkus alom. So that's going to be our question. And Hechidam, the Gemara says, okay, but even before we ask the question, let's make sure that we're clear about what exactly the case is. Ile medam ile lo tinzor lama li shehiya. So lama li shehiya. Nazir, my time lo baye shehiya, the kamasri bay. So achinami kamasri bay. So the Gemara says like this. If he's in the cemetery and he says, you know what, I plan on becoming a Nazir, I'm going to commit myself right now to be a Nazir, and the Edom are there and the Edom say, please don't do it. In other words, you'll become a Nazir, but also being in a state of Tuma. In other words, so they warn him not to do it and he does it. So under those circumstances, why do I need Shehiya? Right? Why does there have to be a discussion about whether or not there's a delay or there's no delay? Meaning right now, currently, there is an action point in which he's warned not to do it, and he does it. So Shehiya shouldn't even become part of the conversation as you're telling him, hey, don't do that, and he does exactly that. Now, the that we keep referring to is his commitment to becoming a Nazir. That's Dibur. And generally speaking, when it comes to Malkus, we say that Dibur is not Maisa. Okay, Tosos is bothered by that. Tosos struggles a little bit over here with understanding why it is that you're going to get Malkus for making a verbal commitment. But leave that aside for now. And in terms of just simple pshat in the Gemara, Shihia shouldn't be the consideration over here, because you told him not to become a Nazir, and punkt, he becomes a Nazir.
Is it because he made the nether
in the Beis HaKvaros? Correct. So the Gemara says, so under those circumstances, Shihia shouldn't even be a consideration. So the Kamasre Behachanami, Kamasre Be. Okay. So the Gemara says like this, as we're in the top of the Amud Beis. Ela Kagon Shenichnas Beshira Teva Megda. Okay. So he's a Nazir Tahor, and he goes into the cemetery, and how does he go? When he goes in via box, and the box is going to protect him from Tumah. Okay, so in other words, if you're in a box, and over here, this is such a simplification in terms of what exactly the dimensions of the box have to be in, but nevertheless, we could just say it's simply the box is going to properly insulate him from the Tumah. And so he's in the basic forest while in a box, and so far so good, right? Life is great. And Kegon Shenichnas Beshita Teva Migdal, Uba chavera ufara me alav hamaziva. So and then what happens is that somebody comes along and takes off the maziva. Now maziva usually is the top of the box, but over here, because we want to introduce the tumah into the box, probably maziva over here means the bottom of the box. Regardless, the point is that exposure occurred. So you were insulated, and you're in the basic varos, and somebody comes along now and exposes you to the tumah. So now. So ki and now the Gemara can fully articulate the question. Meaning all we just did is just gave a circumstance which would be similar to the Beis HaMikdash, and now we can articulate the question. So you didn't go into the cemetery in a tummy manner, meaning if you just walked into the Beis HaKvaros without the box, so then obviously that's an action point, where somebody would say, don't do that, and you do it. So obviously over there, you'd be subject to Malkus. And if, the Gemara just proposed and just suggested, if you were in the Beis HaKvaros before you became a Nazir, and you tell people, hey, you know what I'm going to do now? I got this great idea. I'm going to become a Nazir right now. And the Edom are begging you, don't do it, and you do it. That also is an action point. And there we don't need Shehiyah. So when is the question of Shehiyah even going to come into play? When you're in the Beis HaKvaros, in a state of Tahara, remaining Tahara because you were in a box, and someone opens up the box. Someone opens the lid, exposing you to the Tumah. Okay. And now, Shehiyah is on the table. You didn't walk into the Beis HaKvaros. You didn't commit to becoming a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros. You're just simply now in the Beis HaKvaros. And the question now is that to be subject to Malkus, does there have to be a Shehiyah like in the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe no? Maybe Ishtachavaya. The Shehiyah of Ishtachavaya is only a Shir in the Beis HaMikdash, not transferable to our scenario over here. Take with the Gemara leaves the question unresolved. By Ravashi, Nazir Vehu Beis HaKvaros, Tan Giluach Olo. So the Gemara now addresses the following question. I have a Nazir Tamei. Okay, that has been the discussion since yesterday. It continues to be the discussion today. And we're going into tomorrow's daf with this as well. A Nazir B'tumah. So does he require Giluach or not? Meaning, remember the beginning of today's year, we went through the Psukim together? So the Psukim describe that when you're a Nazir and you become Tameh, so the process requires 7 days of Tahara, and on day seven, Tiglachas. You're shaving all your hair. And then on day eight, you're bringing your Kabanos. Okay. So now over here, this is our Nazir becoming Tahor, but He never was tahor to begin with. In other words, he started his Nazir's B'tumah. Okay? And now he has to go through the tahara process. And then and only then is he restarting his Nazir's. I say restarting, but this is not traditional. Meaning, generally speaking, the case is where he already started his Nazir's, and then he interrupted with becoming Tameh, and now he has to go through the process and restart it. Over here, I say the word restart, he never really started to begin with. Okay. So what do we know already? We learned in yesterday's daf in the Mishnah, the Karbanos are not on the table. Karbanos are off the table. By the way, we haven't been told why, But right now, we're just the what. We know the carbonates are off the table. Now that we know the carbonates are off the table, what about tiglachas? Is that also off the table? That's the Gemara's question. By Rav Ashi, who beveis hakvaras tongi lucho, olo ki by tiglachas, tarshin hitma dekametam liniziru say. Avatam ishenazer lo odemaloshna. So over here, the Gemara's question basically is, and this is the way Tosus presents it, and that is that basically, is there a direct relationship and correlation between the karbanos and the tiglachas? Okay. Now, again, this is where it gets a little bit confusing, and I'll try to be as clear as possible. At the successful conclusion of a nazir, there clearly is a relationship between the hair cutting, the hair shaving, and the karbanos. Clearly. In fact, they're both done on the same day, and furthermore, the Torah goes on to describe that you know what happens with the hair? It's put under the pot in which the shlamim is being cooked. So clearly, at the conclusion of the successful conclusion of a nazir, there is a direct relationship between the tiglachas and the karbanos. Over here, by a nazir tameh, maybe not. And when you think about it, it's I don't want to say it's clear, but you can make a really good argument, a cogent argument, that they're not related. First of all, consider, when is tiglachas done by the nazir tameh? On day 7. When are the karbanos brought? On day 8. So there are different days. Additional to that, the nazir tameh doesn't bring a karban shlamim. In other words, he brings a pair of birds, right, chatas ola, and he brings an asham. And there's no shlamim being cooked in a pot. The hair is not taken and put under the pot of the shlamim. So in other words, it could very well be that they are totally disconnected from one another, having nothing to do one with the other. And so even though he's not bringing the carbon tumah, as we've established, but maybe there'll be taglachas on day 7. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no, maybe the tiglachas and the karbanos are directly connected, even though, as we just argued, they're not really, they don't seem to be connected. It's okay, good. That's how we're presenting the Gemara's question. That's the, so Tashma, Mishinazer, Vubeveza Kvar, Safila Yasham Shoshim Yom, Eino Ololom and Aminyam, Eino Mevi Karbentuma Dolo Maisi Avagluche Baye. So again, what are we going to do? What we always do. We read the Mishnah critically. What did the Mishnah tell us? That if you're a Nazir Betuma, so then you don't bring Karbanos on day 8. Okay. And again, the Diyuk is, it's the Karbanos you don't bring, but what do? You do Tiglachas on day 7. Right? Isn't that a simple way to read the Mishnah? The Gemara says, yeah. So the Gemara says, you could read the Mishnah that way, but also, if I may, I can give you another way to read the Mishnah. Matam kamar. Matam in a mevi karbentuma mishum dolo by geluche. Meaning, maybe not. Maybe if the connection between geluch and carbon is such a tight connection, maybe when the Mishnah is telling us that I don't bring karbentuma, what the Mishnah is basically telling us is, you know why I don't bring karbentuma? Because there's no geluch. In other words, really, the giluach becomes the trigger in terms of whether or not you bring karbanos. And if there's giluach, then there's karban. If there's no giluach, there's no karban. And all the Mishnah is just telling us is the totsa'a. Since there's no karbanos, you know what that must mean? It must mean that there was no giluach. Okay. Tashma. Gemara says, let's try this again. Ein bein tamish nazir le nazir tar shenitma ela tamin nazir shvi shalo ola lo min aminyan nazir tar shenitma ina shvi shalo ola lo min aminyan. So this is now the third time we're hearing the Brisa today. And you know what that means? We have a chance of understanding it. A good chance. So in this Brisa, so when is our Nazir Tameh able to restart his Nazirus and restart counting again? So the Brisa says, depends. If he was a Nazir Tahor who then becomes Tameh and now is going through the regular Tahor process as prescribed by the Torah, so then day 8. If, on the other hand, he's a Nazir Tameh and now he is just simply getting rid of his Tumah, so he could start counting on day 7. Good. That's what the Brisa taught us. But again, if the Brisa is highlighting all these differences of when you could start counting, why doesn't the Brisa also highlight that, hey, you know what another difference is? For our Nazir Tameh, who started B'Tahara, then became Tameh, and now he's going to become Tar, you know what he needs to do on day 7? Tiglachas. And you know what our Nazir Tameh doesn't need to do? He doesn't need to do Tiglachas. Why didn't the Brisa say that? So that, okay, good. That's exactly the Gemara's point. So, my love, ha teglacha zevezeh shavin. So now by teglachas, they should both be the same. So, lo. So, ha lamaku zevezeh shavin. So the Gemara says, no. maybe the diuk, the correct diuk to make in the Braisa is that, you know, where they are similar, they're similar by Malkus. They're both subject to Malkus, like we said earlier in today's daf. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me that for the standard Nazir, who was Tara, then becomes Tami, then becomes Tara, so he requires Teglachas, and you're trying to tell me now that the Nazir Batuma doesn't require Teglachas, let the Braisa say it. Meaning this would be the most opportune time for the Braisa to say it. The Braisa is highlighting the differences, why not highlight all the differences? So Tana Shvi Shalo, Kol Miling. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what? When the Braisa says, Shvi Shalo, his day seven, meaning his day seven and everything that comes with day seven. And what's part of the package of day seven? Tiglachas, part of the package. Okay. We have one more raya to go, but if you'll allow me, I'm going to pause over here on this raya. This raya is going to go into tomorrow's daf. So let's pause over here and let's recap, let's review. Okay, easy daf to review. Not terribly easy daf, but an easy daf to review. Okay, number one, to Nazir B'tumah. So the Nazir, so the person's the Tamei Meis, and he decides now because it's a great time to start Naziris. Okay? So again, if he would have asked anybody, anybody and everybody would have said, not the best time to start Naziris. Why don't you wait till you're Tahor and then start Naziris? Good. Fine. That would be my pragmatic point of the day. But anyway, he starts Naziris B'tumah. So now what? So we go back to our mission yesterday, where our mission taught us yesterday that when he goes through his Tahara process, he doesn't bring his Karban Tumah, and any of those days are Eino Olam and Aminyan, they don't count. Good. But the fundamental question is, did he actually start Naziris? What's his status from this point going forward, when he's a Nazir B'Tumah? So in version number one, which we started yesterday, Machlokas Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan says he's a Nazir. Reish Lakish says he's not a Nazir. Good. And the Gemara went Shak Levitarya on version number one. In today's daf, we introduce ourselves to version number two of the Machlokas. They both agree there's a Chalos Naziris. It's just a question of whether or not there's Malkus or there's no Malkus. Rav Yochanan says there's Malkus, and Reish Lakish says there's no Malkus. And here, the Gemara concluded in today's daf that Rav Yochanan seems to be the more defensible position. We have a Beferish Braisa like Rav Yochanan. Okay. Adkan, that took us to the end of our first discussion. Our second discussion in today's daf, this was on Yudzayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom, is whether or not when you have a Nazir in his basic virus, is Shihia required for Malkus? We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, if you become Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, so again, exit immediately. However, if you don't exit immediately, and you are Shoha, you delay, you linger, you loiter in the Beis HaMikdash while being Tamei, you now are subject to Malkus. So are we going to take that Shihia model and apply it to the Nazir in the basic virus? The Gemara spent a little bit of time just detailing exactly what the case would look like, where there is no action point. He just finds himself to become Tamei. Good. The Gemara cleaned that up. But whether or not Shihia is transferable now to the case of Nazir at Beveza Kvaros, Teiku, the Gemara leaves the question unresolved. And then the last question, which we're currently asking, and this will continue tomorrow's daf, is that a Nazir B'Tumah, so as he's going through his Tahara process on day seven, is there Teglachas, yes or no? Right now, that is what we're litigating. We continue with that tomorrow.